Non-IRS ways businesses are organized. Franchising. Franchising is a business model form, which can be termed as a hybrid that combines the features of a corporation with those of a sole proprietorship. Franchising makes it possible for the owner of a business to grow it by selling the rights to use their brand or business model rather than building new units on their own. A franchise can be a great option for a beginning entrepreneur who wants to start a business, but not from scratch. Instead, they can follow an existing successful business blueprint. Joint ventures. This type of business is one where two or more businesses pool their expertise and resources to accomplish a common goal. In such an arrangement, the risks and rewards of the resulting enterprise are jointly shared. Businesses form joint ventures for various reasons: development of new products, business expansion, or venturing into new markets, especially overseas. A joint venture offers access to established markets, more resources, greater capacity and distribution channels, and increased technical knowledge. Equity partnerships. An equity partnership is a joint venture between individuals who pool their capital, skills, and resources to achieve greater revenue and growth from their investment. The joint venture could be set up in various ways. One of the risks of an equity partnership is that your partner has the right to question business decisions in spite of their percentage of ownership, and the partnership can bring more financial accountability. The benefits include accelerated company growth and sustainability. Subsidiaries. When an organization buys another one, the second organization becomes a subsidiary of the first. Therefore, a subsidiary company is described as a company that is owned and controlled by another company. The owning company is referred to as a parent company, and sometimes a holding company. There is a difference between a parent and a holding company on an operational basis. The holding company does not have any operations of its own. It owns a controlling share of stock and holds assets of other subsidiary companies. The parent company runs a business and owns another subsidiary businesses. A subsidiary company operates like a normal company, and the parent company only has oversight. Foreign subsidiaries. This is a wholly or partial owned company which is part of a larger corporation that has headquarters in a different country. A foreign subsidiary company is incorporated under the laws of the country it is in. Its advantages are the parent or holding company has a presence abroad and the foreign subsidiary has limited liability. It is worth noting that home country national and expatriate employees are typically subject to the employment laws of the country in which they perform their work. For example, an Indian manufacturer who employs an Indian citizen at a plant located in the U.S. is still subject to U.S. EEO laws. Companies also typically required to pay payroll taxes to the country where the work is being performed. Before choosing any form of business entity, it is necessary to understand how it is structured and whether it will bring more benefits than losses to your business.